Keep me till my journey's ended, till thy blessed face I see. Hide me, O blessed rock of ages, till thy blessed face I see. When the storm around me rages, rock of ages, hide thou me. When my journey is completed, and there's no more work to do, Savior, guide my weary spirit to that happy land beyond the blue. Hide me, O blessed rock of ages, till thy blessed face I see
in glory.
The storm around me rages, rock of ages, hide thou me. Rock of ages, hide thou me.
Praise the Lord. Good to be here. The Lord is great. Awesome God we serve. Because he's coming soon. Right now, there's a time of, how would I word it? There's a time of reckoning that God will have to do with this wicked world. And there's a good and great day coming for the church. And the question I have this morning, how perfect are we, or how righteous are we before God? What is the meaning of being righteous or being perfect? Is it by what we do? Is it what we can obtain? Yes, we can obtain it. It's only one way. It's by doing something. Paul the Apostle in Romans 4, if he was talking about Abraham, he said, if Abraham had something to glory by doing righteous and doing good things, he had somewhat to glory, but not before God. That did not count for righteousness. It's what God said he will do. We believed what God said that God would do. And when we go to the scriptures, what the perfection, what righteousness is in the eyes of God, is in 2 Corinthians, and you put it up, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 and 21. It says, therefore, if any man be in where? Christ. He is what? A new creation. Here is the deal. I mean, we are born sinners. There is nothing good in a human being. There can't be any good. We are evil. We are wicked, desperately of all people, because there is no good in us. Something has to be done in our body, in our lives, in this. This is just a body. This is nothing. The real Steve, the real you is inside here that needs to be changed. The old Adam has to be done away, and the new Adam has to be put in. Like it says, we become a new creation. How? Because old things are passed away. What's the old things? The old Adam has to be put out. The new man has to be put in. That is mean the born again spirit. Right? You have to be born again by the Spirit of the living God. There is no other perfection. There is no other way to meet God or see God. That behold, all things are become new. That's what we become. It's not what you do. It's not what you work for. It's when you turn to Jesus for salvation. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old has been taken out. He puts the new in. And that stays there how long? Forever. How long is forever? for all eternity. Once that transaction has been done, it cannot be done away. It's been sealed unto the day of redemption. It's been sealed by the blood of Jesus. For he, when Jesus, that's how Jesus did it. For he had been made what? Sin. He made, God made him your sin, my sin. Give it to Jesus. He became sin for us. He knew no sin because God cannot sin. He never knew sin, but he took that sin that we had and replaced it with what? His righteousness. Behold, for he had been made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. How do we get righteous? By turning to Jesus for salvation. He is our only rock. He is our only salvation. There is no other ground that has been laid that is Jesus Christ. Upon that rock we build our foundation. If anyone else comes to you and teaches you and preaches another gospel than that which you have received, only the blood of Jesus, the cross, let him be accursed. That's how serious it is when it comes to salvation. It's the righteousness of God. We cannot obtain, we cannot put our own righteousness on there. It has to be the blood of Jesus. Now, Paul, now here, I will show you what we are before we are become born again. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11, Paul the Apostle, through the power of the Holy Ghost, says, know you not that the unrighteous, those that are not born again, shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor extortioners, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Then he goes on to say, know you not. But such were some of you. We were like that. We all had that same nature. We are capable, before we become a Christian, we are capable to do all that stuff. It's in us. It's born in us. We are born like that. That's why we need to get born again. It said, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. How perfect are you? As perfect as God. How justified are you? As justified as God himself. That's the power of the blood of Jesus. We cannot work for it. It's given to you and me as a gift of God. By faith, you turn to him for salvation and you become righteous as God. That same spirit that is in Jesus, that same spirit that God has, that same spirit is within you and me. Don't ever forget it, and they cannot be changed. We are once and for all sanctified. We are once and for all saved, born again, washed, and perfect. And God doesn't see. When you fall into sin, God sees the future. He sees your finished product. He doesn't condemn you. When you're a child of God, you go astray, the Holy Spirit will nudge you. My son, my daughter, you've done something that I don't like. You will automatically change around. You're forgiven regardless. And in closing here it says, God, what God thinks about you and me. God is not a man that he should lie. That's in Numbers 23, 19 and 21. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not work it out, or work make it good? He had not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the stout of a king is among them. That's the way God is. And we know for a fact Israel wasn't perfect. They were evil, but through the sacrifice they made daily for their sin. God saw beyond that sin. I found no sin in you. And this is my introduction. Before we give it over to Dave, let's rise up and we'll pray, give it over to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We ask you, Lord, that you will bless the service. Bless Brother Dave as he comes to speak, Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will just move, that the people will hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Open up our eyes and our ears and our heart to the truth of the word. Time is short. Lord, you're going to move mightily. And Lord, we need to be ready and be in tune with you. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Hear me better. Steve almost took my message, but I come from a different angle. Hallelujah. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. I was listening to a very good preacher the other day, talking about salvation, explaining assurance of salvation, how it works, everything. But then in the end he said, I cannot with good conscience tell you that you cannot fall away from God. I said, Mr. Preacher, why don't you study your Bible? Because Scripture teaches in 1 Corinthians, if you do not live for Christ, you are going to be prematurely taken home. That's it. That's what Scripture says. And you're always under scrutiny. God taps you on the back of the head sometimes with his knuckle like we used to do to each other. Hey, pay attention. God wants us to pay attention. If you cannot do anything to attain salvation, you have to come through the blood. It has to be the blood. What makes you think, or anybody think, that somehow you can be by yourself, withdraw yourself from that blood? Once it's on you, once you're new creation, you are that. Once I was born Dave, I was a human being. I couldn't be unborn again. And that was it. God made me a human being. I'm here for keeps, for eternity. The eternity that you go into determines on the choice that you may make. So I want to bring a couple of scripture to you. You pay close attention. See what God has. You'll be surprised on how clear the Bible teaches. Ephesians chapter 4 in verse 17. Talking to Christians here. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of this, the blindness of their heart. That's why the unbeliever walks like this. It's because of the blindness of his heart. And God says, you shouldn't do that because you're not blind. You see. who've been past feelings have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. So, Scripture teaches us, stay away from that lifestyle. Don't walk like the Gentiles walk. Don't walk like the unbeliever walk. Have a different attitude. Have something that the world doesn't have. But then he goes on to say, the word of God, if you do live like that, the word of God asks a question, found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. Now, each and every one who lives like that, those living by the internet, you listen. But you have not so learned Christ. If so be that you heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. You have not so learned Christ. That means you were born again unless you weren't. God spoke to you and you became born again. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't touch your heart. Maybe he didn't speak to you. That's why you live like that. So God has a question for you. If you are not sure of who you belong to, if you're not living right for Christ, maybe Christ hasn't spoken to you. Remember, I can lead you to the Lord very easily. You may agree with me. But until God opens your heart, you do not know who you are. God has to open your spirit. You have to become a new creation in Christ Jesus. You have to be changed from the inside out. If that didn't happen, maybe God never spoke to you. I'm not telling you this out of a brain here. I'm teaching you this out of the Word of God. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him. Have you been taught by Christ on how to get saved or how you are? Or maybe somebody just told you, you repeated after him. There was no change in your attitude. There was no experience whatsoever. If you haven't been talked to by Jesus, then that's exactly what your problem is. And I personally believe that goes the same way with people who do not have assurance of salvation. If after a while you do not have assurance, there may be something wrong. If God spoke to you, you should have assurance. Maybe you were just mediocre. Yes, Jesus, I accept you. Yes, 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 and this. No, to accepting Jesus as your Savior, it's serious. It's a life and death situation. And I'm not talking about a physical death and a physical life. I'm talking about an eternal spiritual life. If Christ hasn't spoken to you, you ask him why. You ask him, how come I don't feel what this preacher says he's feeling? How come I don't have any peace when something happens? When somebody close to me dies, there's no peace there. What's the problem with me? You should ask God that. Maybe God hasn't spoken to you. Maybe you're not born again. Don't take the risk. Don't fool around with maybe, if, or but. You ask God who you are. You search scriptures and you get serious. Not just a mediocre walk, not just a mediocre thought, a sure thought. Scripture teaches, these things have I written unto you, that you may know. K-N-O-W. Not hopeful, not maybe, not if or but. That you may know that you have eternal life. The moment I become born again, I remember it as clear as today. I knew I was going to heaven. Why? Because I believed what I read. Who wrote it? Some man, the Apostle Paul. Yeah, he penned the words. It was Jesus that gave him the word to write down, and he means business. He will never pull back on what he wrote about us. And most and surest of all, find out Jesus loves you. I think that's the problem with many, many Christians. They're not quite sure how much Jesus loves you. This morning I was listening to a preacher and he said, it really doesn't matter how much you love Jesus. It matters how much Jesus loves you. That's the difference. And the rest falls into place. He'll get you. He'll show you. But in the meantime, get this relationship. Get to know who this Christ was, and you will have total peace, total joy, regardless what happens to you. There's still joy in your heart because you know that you know you belong to God. I went through a horrible situation not too long ago. I had absolutely no doubt who my Savior was. In my worst condition, I was communicating with God with joy and peace. And let me tell you, it is beyond our imagination and our own understanding how that can happen when a nurse comes up to you and says, the nurses here seem to think you are putting on a show. No, I wasn't putting on a show. When a doctor, who you're still in have out of consciousness in and out, and you hear a doctor say, the power that pulled him through, I want to get to know that power. I knew what he was looking for. I had it. I was communicating with him in coma and when I was out of a coma. It doesn't matter. You are with God all the time. God is a good God. Get to know him on this side of eternity. And let me tell you, your joy and eternal life can begin already. Hallelujah. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear a thy power to all the universe. sings, my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.